Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 419 for Friday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Friday morning, although the bias was lower in the most active months as sharp gains in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was up $3 to down $1.50, the July contract down 90 cents at $519.70 per ton. The loonie was up by nearly a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That makes exports less attractive to international buyers. Relatively favorable growing conditions across most of Western Canada were also bearish. However, there are still enough areas of concern to keep some weather premiums in the market at this early stage of the growing season. Gains in Chicago soy oil helped limit the losses in canola as well, and ideas that canola is looking underpriced compared to the product values were also supportive, as crush margins have grown to their highest levels of the past year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are mixed, but the bias is lower for the most part. Soybeans down 2 to 6 cents as traders take profits after the rally of the past week. The July contract is down 5 cents at $11.38 per bushel. In addition to profit-taking, good U.S. crop weather contributed to the softer tone in beans to start the day. Weekly U.S. soybean sales of just over a million tons of old and new crop combined were supportive, with total old crop commitments now running ahead of expectations, with a quarter of the marketing year still to go. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the July contract down 2 at $4.12 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales of 1.3 million tons old crop and an additional 130,000 tons new crop were some of the best of the marketing year to date, and that did help underpin the futures. Ideas that some U.S. corn acres will be switched into soybeans it also provided support, but growing conditions do look favorable for what is in the ground. Wheat futures, they're up a penny to down 2 cents. The July contract in Chicago up a half cent at $4.86 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 500,000 tons for old and new crop combined. That was decent, but not enough to give wheat much of a boost. The underlying fundamentals remain bearish for wheat, with the looming U.S. harvest and good crop prospects elsewhere in the world overhanging the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.